Does this ministry stop? The ministry of Jesus stop? When we talk about Acts today, Jesus is about what Jesus did in heaven through the Holy Spirit, through the apostles, how He gathered His people and how He built His church. So when we talk about Acts, it's the if you must have the right beginning. So if you have the wrong beginning, especially to in the first five verses. So in this, the first few verses, then we try to understand the work of the Holy Spirit. So the worst mistake in the church today is they misunderstood the work of the Holy Spirit. They view the subjective experience as the work of the Holy Spirit. Maybe they see certain visions, certain miracles, and then so when they claim when people speak in tongues, they say it's the Holy Spirit. If I pray, I see a vision, there's a word appear, all this it's a very common. We are so used to it. We are not to confirm. We don't talk about. They don't really understand what the Bible is talking about. They are always talking, always seeking a vision or imitate certain methods. Or speak in tongues. Or then they thought it's being filled with the Holy Spirit. Actually, these are all opposing the word of the Holy Spirit. If we experience the Holy Spirit this way, and assume this is the Holy Spirit, then it can be anything you say is Holy Spirit. Whatever convictions you have, you just say it's the Holy Spirit's work. The evil spirit will always do this. When everybody accepts this, the work of the evil spirit will come. And it will creep into the church. In the beginning, you must be baptized by the Holy Spirit. How do we receive the power of the Holy Spirit? This week and next week is a very important message. This is a foundation. In the Gospel of Luke, he talked about how he was word became flesh, how he died and was resurrected. It didn't end there. After the Luke, the Acts, and Jesus is still working even till today. And he's the God of yesterday, today and tomorrow, till eternity. One very important thing you must. You must understand what is the unique work of the Holy Spirit on the apostles. And then there's the common work of the Holy Spirit on every generation of believers. You need to have this right and balanced understanding. If God didn't promise and God did not give you that vision, God has not given that spiritual gifts, and you keep pursuing, you will surely attract the work of the evil spirit. When the evil spirit, and then their spirit will be confused. And then you receive certain strange conviction and you share others, and people are affected. We are living on earth, but we are also connected to the spiritual realm. And in confusing people, they use a very strange power. When they lay hands, people fall. But in in maybe they have some inner, their greed, their desires, they cannot control. They are always very self-centered. He cannot control himself. You can use the... There's a difference between when you... you give a few months. Nigeria, there's a prophet in Nigeria, and then cast out demon. He passed away. After Sunday service, after he died, a lot of female congregants show up and say how they were abused by him. There are many people who claim they have the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't need to see all these things. If you see there's a lot of scandals. These are things we must be very careful about. In the end times, I realize those people who misunderstood the work of the Holy Spirit, they are also very easily deceived by the situations, the current situation. So when we see the pandemic, a lot of people are not at peace, and then US and China, they are in conflict. So in the church, a lot of people will say, yeah, end times is coming. The Lord is coming. The judgment is coming because of the pandemic. And then they stop. Then they think like the vaccine is related to the mark of the beast. It's about Antichrist. They are deceived by the current phenomenon. When my auntie is always hanging out with those prophecy, Antichrist and all these things. Don't you? So if you want to be awakened, you need to be awakened long ago. All these people, when they hear something, they will believe in anything. A few years, when I will talk about revelations, I have already. They said Obama is the Antichrist. So now it's Macron is Antichrist. Things they cannot verify, and they sensationalize it. And then they are deceived by things before them. Of course, we know it's judgment, but we need to know in the first two world war, more people died. Spanish flu. So Spanish flu back then, 10 times more have died. So you are living in now. So now there's a trade war between China and there was Cold War, Soviet Union and US. There's also this tension. Don't just believe in the now. When we live in if we are very clear about the teachings of the Lord, when we see the current reality, we will be very balanced. We won't be over. It's not that we don't need to take reference from all this. They have a lot of their own agenda. A lot of people are attracted because it's all new. And it's very relevant to the situation because they did not study history. They are all deceived by this. Especially if God has given us the Holy Spirit, it is not in great trials then you see Him. Today, the power of the Holy Spirit, have you used it? The anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon you, so that you, how you can love the person beside you, bless your family, serve the Lord, undertake what you are meant to undertake, no matter where you go, because you are filled by the Holy Spirit. So whoever you meet, whoever you encounter, you can see the Lord. Very. Because they have met a messenger of the gospel, they are brought to before God. This is something that must happen every day in our life. This is what the book of Acts is talking about. So where the Holy Spirit goes, you go. So Holy Spirit, and it caused you to led you to certain trials, you have to go through it. And through that, the door of evangelism must open. Maybe you go to hospital if you are sick, and you meet with people with the similar illnesses. How do you comfort them? How do you strengthen them with the word? No matter what you have encountered, the work of the Holy Spirit doesn't work. Do not. Every time the vision changes, you change. Everyone is panicking, you also panic. The Holy Spirit has come upon us. So please read all 28 chapters of Acts. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. We just talked about 5 verses. First one, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote all about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. The foundation of the work of the Holy Spirit is not based on my experience. It's not based on my ideals. It's not about the miracles I desire, but it is based on what Jesus did and taught. If you misunderstood what Jesus did and taught, you will not know how to use the Holy Spirit. We must read the Gospels properly. You are always looking. If you don't understand this, you'll be easily affected by the phenomenon. The gospel of the kingdom, he brought the kingdom to earth, and so that people are regenerated. If this is not our core focus, we must ask, how do we say we have used the power of the Holy Spirit?
Mm.
So, what Jesus did and taught is actually the foundation of the work of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when we have a gospel rally, there are many people who turn to Christ. Sometimes when you share with one person, so you can meet a person. Sometimes you never do anything. Some people look for you. Someone has a problem, they look for you. How are you guided by the Holy Spirit? It does not happen in Acts all the time. There's once 3,000 and 5,000. Most of the time, it's true them preaching as they go to different places. After they are persecuted, then go to another place. In the whole church history, there's a great work of the Holy Spirit. It's not some things we see through our eyes for a few days. I read about this Robert Thomas, a Welsh Christian in the 19th century. He wanted to bring Christianity to Korea. Such a person, he wanted to bring the gospel, the Bibles to Korea. When he was the Korean Navy attacked his ship, he was arrested. Before he's executed, he held on the Bible and said, "Jesus, Jesus." There's a government official who used the pages of the Bible to use as wallpaper. And the church appeared there. Such a poor thing. He was killed. Some people use the Bible as wallpaper. A lot of people went to Korea. The 30% are Christians. It's 100-200 years of the Holy Spirit. It's not something we see in a one-time revival service. Baptist. When he brought the Christian, 6 years, only 1%, 12 years, there's only 18 believers. There are 6.3% of Christians. So it's a very Buddhist country, but you see, it's that Karen tribe, there are many believers. There's a powerful work of the Holy Spirit. It's not something we see a great event and then you build that atmosphere and then many people say the sinner's prayers, but you see they cannot see, cannot hear, cannot feel the work of the Holy Spirit. We are just beneficiary. How can we actually, we are the beneficiaries. We do not know how great the work of the Holy Spirit through the big people, through the missionaries, through the martyrs, to do all these things. So they can come to us, we must say. If you do not truly see the history, from the early church to now, when you see Acts, so it must be And then always look at the miracles, all the signs. So the Lord added to their numbers day by day when they gather, when they build relationship, and when they co-work, and then they have co. It is happening to us all the time. When you see after 20, 30 years, you see. So that's why I talk about how the church started 18 years old. How I don't see this into it. Because you are living in the now, but the work of the Holy Spirit is work. Even if I don't see, in the process you get discouraged, you get. But then there's after you go through one stage or another stage, you look back. You must read this way. You must understand. This is the foundation of the work of the Holy Spirit. Verse 2. Until the day he was taken up to heaven, and after giving instructions to the Holy Spirit to apostles he had chosen. Through the Holy Spirit, we did not choose the apostle. The Lord chose. It's not for those. It is not through the Holy Spirit. The Lord only taught the apostles. They are the first. They are the witnesses. They have a unique qualification. They are personally chosen by Jesus. Why is this so important? Later I'll talk about this. Today we must know. Today, there are many people who claim to. They call themselves apostles, and then they claim to have heard from God directly. Verse 3. After his suffering, he showed himself to these people and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of heaven. They have seen the living Lord. They've seen him, they touch him, and God showed himself to them 40 days. 40 days. So what actually did they say? 40 days is a long time, long period. It's 40 days. Actually in this, when he talked about the kingdom of God, the kingdom is near. Repent, for the kingdom is near. So the will of heaven, you must turn to God. You must repent. So you must repent. So it's really the, if you summarize it, if it's actually the end of Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 44. He said to them, this is really at the end of the Gospel of Luke. This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled. What is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. So the law of Moses, prophets, and the Psalms, what does it talk? It talks about the Old Testament. The whole Old Testament, it has been fulfilled. Then he opened their minds so that they can understand the scriptures. They have the Old Testament. Just read. Their minds are not open. So our minds must be open. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. So Genesis, from Malachi, and then it points to this, to Messiah, and all the prophecies concerning him have been fulfilled. And this is what was written: the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance of forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Repentance and forgiveness. All who wants to come before God, after they heard the gospel, they'll be cut to the heart. No matter whether you have, when you come before, you ask the Lord to help you, but after you have heard, you know the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. When you'll be cut to the heart, and then the whole person repent. This everyone comes to God wanting to receive what they want to receive from Jerusalem to all nations. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. This is not what we can do. The Holy Spirit must make this happen and make you the witnesses. And the work continues even till today. So, verse 3 to 5 talks about the same thing. Do not leave Jerusalem. All this has been fulfilled based on his death and resurrection. All 40 days. A lot of a perfect will of God, the 3.5 years when Jesus was with the apostles, all the mysteries of the whole kingdom, it helps them to recall how he cast out demons, how he preached, how he healed others in these 3.5 years. Do you want to go? But Jesus asked them to wait. Verse 4. And give them the command, do not leave Jerusalem. Wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. So it matches what is at the end of Luke. For John baptized with water, but in a few days we'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Here, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You have to be baptized so that you can accomplish the mission from Jerusalem to that. We must think about this. This gospel, it starts from Jerusalem to go to reach Rome. This is such a supernatural thing. They have no money. They have no manpower. They don't have the great leaders. Even Peter, you know, just denied Christ 3 times. No internet. And after Jesus resurrected, he didn't show himself to everybody, just a few people. They are insignificant, they are meek, timid, helpless. And he also only gave them the salvation and then the help of the Holy Spirit. They need 2 things. And they asked you to go and wait for you to come. Every time I go overseas for missions, all co-workers will be excited. You know, they will start a church. They will look at the bank account. Not too much money. Do you have manpower? Which co-worker? So if you have kids, we need to have Sunday school. We need a venue. Men, when we want to start a church. Actually, you think about all this hardware, it's not right. You must ask, why do you have this conviction to start a church? Who is doing this? Of course, the Lord wants. How do you know it's what the Lord wants you to do? After you have heard the gospel, are you caught by the gospel? So when we talk about gospel, gospel is not talking about a person. It's a whole person belief. This is the gospel. When we talk about gospel, I have the foundation. I'm really safe. It's a great power of God. You don't have to add on to... The gospel will attract people and call people. Pastor, you automatically know, you will know what to do. Because this is not done by you. This is what God wants to do. It's happening right now. The great work of the Holy Spirit is doing. So when you are being caught and you are being sent. Everything you do encounter is different. if your heart is not changed, if you're not caught, you cannot live less. Then you'll be hurt, you'll quarrel. Everybody wants to save, and then there's a lot of demands. You are always stuck in between this. Just one word. You have not been enlightened by the Holy Spirit, illuminated by the Holy Spirit. You have not experienced the work of the Holy Spirit. We don't just come here to... When we prepare our hearts, when we look to God... And I have a few points. After the foundation of the gospel ministry in these five verses, let me just use 4 points. First, what we read, the apostles chosen by Jesus. Men did not choose the apostles. It's not from organizer. It's not voting. It's not voting to pick an elder. Jesus picked them. Chapter 1, verse 24. So who can replace Judas? Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen. Chapter 9, verse 15. And the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel." Here, this chosen, is it the same election when we are elected to be His people? It's same, but also not totally the same. We are all ambassadors of Christ. We are all chosen to be ambassadors of Christ. We are not chosen to be apostles. We are not chosen to be those who have first-hand witness. So such that our faith is built on the teachings of prophets, and apostles. So, it's not by they are not chosen by a committee. They are personally appointed by Jesus. So, we must be careful of this era's new apostolic reformation. NAR movement. New Apostolic Reformation movement. It's a Pentecostal and charismatic. It's a new... So this is the third way of the charismatic movement. They are all... So they have a lot of prophecies. So when... And use them to carry out, perform signs and wonders. This is the fastest way. This is the quickest way to diminish, to confuse the churches. Anything else that we want to sing new things, new things outside the Bible, and they claim to be apostles, and then they have a lot of authority. They look like they have a lot of authority. Next year, your family, and then you give your offerings to them. And we, next morale, we must really go. Some of these movements are very dangerous. Why do I warn you first? When you talk about Holy Spirit, everybody gets very high. Holy Spirit is the Spirit. It starts from what Jesus did and taught. It's not what you... It's based on what the apostle has written. You must study them very... And then you just read it casually, you roughly know. And then you look for new things. This is a very dangerous thing. If you want the Bible study, you go for Bible study. So if you want Holy Spirit, you go to a dark room and wait for the Holy Spirit. It's the same God. The Word and the Spirit cannot be separated. When we separate it, and then the evil spirit will come in between and masquerade as the angel of light, and then perform some signs and wonders. This is the, we must understand. It starts from. The Lord revealed Himself to the apostles. I always emphasize. In chapter 1, verse 21, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us all the time the Lord Jesus went, beginning from John's baptism when Jesus was taken up from us. One of these must become a witness with us of His resurrection. First Corinthians 15:7-8. After He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and then James. It's not the James in the apostle. It's his younger brother. Book of James. Is a brother, and then appeared to me and. To one abnormally born, Paul, who's the. He saw Jesus at Damascus. Why do they have to see Jesus? They eat, drink, and touch. It proved that he is not a ghost. It's not a hallucination of that they dream about Jesus. Then if that's the case, we truly have a wrong belief. There's some weakness. You are the witnesses of these things. So that's what Luke said. They are the ones to share the first mission. So the Lord Jesus is the one who sent them. And the authority, and He brings with them the authority. Now tell. is the gospel shared by the apostle and the apostle we share today, is it the same? Do we say the same things? Same, yes. The authority of the apostle, is it the same? Why? Because they are the first-hand witness. So the authority is different. Personally appointed by God, and they represent God. So when they speak, it's as though God is speaking. When they rebuke someone, when the apostle rebuke, why do you deceive the Holy Spirit? Who dare to say such a thing? And then, Peter is like this, Paul is like this. They have the authority. There's when he built the church, there's a lot of conflicts. Then he was writing, all kinds of spirit comes upon them. There's what did Paul say? True signs and wonders, and give you the evidence of the apostle. 2 Corinthians 12. The things that mark an apostle, signs, wonders, and miracles, were done among you with great perseverance. So what does it say? It tells us some signs and wonders only apostles can do. Only apostles in the name of Jesus. So when people are raised from the dead, it is as though Jesus is doing them, because they are the people, they are first-hand witnesses who are supposed to write the Bible. But what they say is as good. This is what the apostle said. The word of God tells us that this. So you know, in church, there are some people who like to establish themselves as authority. They like to speak as though God is, as though they are God. COVID-19, and then trying to blow the COVID-19 away, trying to establish themselves as a figure of authority. Sorry, I have to say this. The Pentecostal and the Charismatic, very common. Any kind, they put themselves in the position of God. So one day he started to say, God asked me to, sister, if you consider me a pastor, so after I prayed for you, the conviction I received from the Holy Spirit, So she keeps saying, God told me this, God told me that. So you should just say, when I pray for you, God convicted me to speak to you, to say to you, because this is dangerous. It's very confused. It's not us. They start to you leave just like the leader of the fallen angels wants to be equal to God. When they are affected by this spirit, they start to then elevate themselves. When the prophecies at one stage, so at one point everybody just listen to them and don't need to read the Bible, because they keep saying God told me this. All these creating images of their authority. There are many pastors, female pastors, female leaders. Of course, Preacher Hui Chin is a female pastor. You can see when they rebuke, when they have authority, it's as though they are speaking like they are God. Such female preacher, when they so we our church, our have a position. What is a teaching which is in some? We must understand when these kind of things where they, from the leader of the fallen angels, starting and from a person, who's not apostle, wanting to assume the position of apostle, and then women trying to usurp the position of men and take on over leadership. So all these things. I need to. You cannot connect. So a lot of the things I'm talking about is with this new apostolic reformation. They are seeking another level of seeking another kind of authority. 3 years ago, I wouldn't say this because I now have the assurance. There are many brothers and sisters. They are not taught. Their spirit is confused. Those leaders of the new apostolic reformation, some of them are really the work of the Holy Spirit, but the people cannot. If you have power, you accept. If you have signs and wonders, we all accept. When you accept everything, spiritual things is not the more the merrier. You need to, you must discern the spirits. It's not. But when you must just test whether it's the spirit is from God. And then once you continue, the church will split. And then the whole era will be deceived. I'll talk about this. The first point. So, the promised Holy Spirit. You must wait for the Holy Spirit. So, there's a... John the Baptist said that there's one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Wait in Jerusalem. So when we receive this great commission, there's a period of waiting. After they have received, without the Holy Spirit, they cannot accomplish this great commission. it's not things that we can achieve on our own. And it is a work where we have to go against the world, against Satan. It's a spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. So it's not spiritual warfare if you have headache. It's when something you want to do, the soul, it shakes the stronghold of Satan, and you want to rescue someone from the bondages of sin, from sin. It's a spiritual warfare. The work of the demons, a lot of forces of darkness, and the power of the Roman authority. It's like the whole is opposing the work of the Holy Spirit. When you have received the calling of the whole world, every time we talk about China, US, when we talk about these great countries, the power, the culture, and it is to oppose the spread of the gospel, liberal thinking, a lot of morality, of the new world order, so that the people will believe this. And then there's a lot of these are all opposing the Holy Spirit. And then talk about this together with the Bible. So that isn't this a work of the Holy Evil Spirit? Well, you must. How do you, if without the Holy Spirit, how can you bring the gospel from you to the family? So there will be problems. If you want to testify to the family, you have a lot of hot temper. You have the discouraged. So you put yourself in a rich country, everybody just go competitive. This is the forces of darkness. How will you spread the gospel? It becomes a religious. It is not the power of the. It's not the power of the Holy Spirit. Do we have to wait? Do we need to wait today? Must wait. Where to wait? It's, a lot of people do this. It's the Holy Spirit. It's already here. The first time the Holy Spirit upon it is the feeling is not it's not waiting for the feeling. The Holy Spirit is, if you cannot receive the power of the Holy, because you have not grasped what Jesus has did and taught, the things that of kingdom of heaven here, it's not the same. What Jesus wants to do, what he's most focused is secondary. Of course, there's no work of the Holy Spirit. It says, we don't have to wait. What are you waiting for? It is here. It is accomplished. It is his heart, his desires. His plan is not my plan. When he's the Holy Spirit, what you have seen, what you have done, it will be all leave out. Don't need to wait. Third thing, what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? The Pentecostal likes to talk about this. Traditional teaching, the baptism of the Spirit the Holy Spirit regenerates a person such that he repents and turns to God. It's a baptism of regeneration. Here, Ephesians talk about it that way. In here, in Acts, it's not about they are all already regenerated. So, this baptism is a pouring out. Chapter 2, verse 33 is a pouring. It's an anointing. If you are born again, it's an. So to give them the anointing to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. This is they call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'll talk about this next week. What the power? So when we talk about power, everybody, so huge. So, if you are too conservative, if you don't talk about. Some of us are too conservative. We don't like to. It's also not right to avoid talking about Holy Spirit because you don't want to. When you teach the word, you will not. You will. You must be baptized by the Holy Spirit. We must understand this. We must. How do we rely on the Holy Spirit? How do we use what has been given to us? How do we seek and obey it? God is the most powerful. His power must come to us, and then you compliment Him. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you. You have taught us with your word, and in this beginning of the Acts, you have given us a strong foundation. And you reveal to us personally, and be every week, and you give us to be with us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.